Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 37 of the Walking Leader podcast. I am your host, David Guerra. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for listening, most of all. In this episode, I'm going to talk about Rule 15 of the recently published Great to Follow, which is book number two of the Walking Leader trilogy. There we go. Rule 15 is know your coworkers. Now, how well do you know your coworkers? Do you know them at all, or do you just slightly know them, or are they just somebody you just nod your head on your way in or on your way out every day? Or somebody you see in the lunch line? Who is it? Do you know them? Or, you know, they're next to neighbors, your friends, you go to the ball game with them, whatever. You know what? It doesn't matter. Get to know them. It really helps. It really does. And let's see what I've got to say. Well, there will come a time when you will need to work with your coworkers. Well, of course you need to work with your coworkers, but in this case, I'm talking about the coworkers you have not met, or even you that knew that worked with the organization or worked alongside you. They probably worked on the other side of the building or worked out near an entrance you don't even come close to every day. But you know what? This is one of those great opportunities to get to know those who you work with or who work with you. Of course, most of us know the people in our department, section, or group, but what about the people that work the overnight shift or seasonal employees or those located at remote offices? What about them? They are important members of the organization as well. They are as critical to the success or the failure of the company as you are. Therefore, you should get to know them. Get to know them. And guess what? You do it now, not later. Always extend a welcoming hand to everyone you encounter every day. Shaking someone's hand is a good way to build an almost instant bond. However, you must take care not to appear awkward. This is not your first handshake, is it? There are plenty of fantastic sources out there on how to shake someone's hand the right way. If you're a handshaking veteran, well, it wouldn't hurt to touch up on the proper etiquette of business handshakes, when to do them, how to do them, and what not to do, and when not to do them. Consider it a great opportunity to hone your skills. Novice and veterans will put those skills to the test every day. Now, once you get past the handshake, the rest is all downhill. Well, for the most part, the rest is all downhill. As you become familiar with your coworkers, you will have to determine what limits you want to have as you build a relationship with those individuals. Now, you should go with your gut or your intuition and set those limits early. A word or two of caution. Depending on what department assignment you have or what your role in the organization is, there will be individuals who will see you as their catalyst to fulfill a personal agenda or make life easier for them. Then, on the flip side, do not assume that because you shake hands with someone in the organization's C-level, it means you have an automatic in at the top of the corporate food chain. Lastly, you should also be cognizant enough to know and understand there will be individuals that will be on the defense when it comes to any form of interaction. It would behoove you to be very careful with that, with what you do and how you do it, and Or you might find yourself standing in front of the VIP the desk of the VP for human resources. That's a VIP. Now you could be receiving a letter of reprimand for overstepping your boundary. So please be very careful and trust yourself on how to proceed. Remember, no two individuals are alike, and what might work for one might not work for someone else. Now, once you have decided with whom your interactions will go. Will go beyond just a handshake, then you can begin to get to know them on a more than just professional level. However, you cannot skip past the professional level of getting to know a coworker. Your first relationship with them will be a working relationship. It'll be working with them. You will have to know what they are capable and not capable of doing. You should know that they are whether they are the right individuals for the job or not, the job you'll be calling on them to do. This makes it important to keep the non-professional interactions limited. Of course, there will be time for that later. If a long-term approach is not something that appeals to you, well, there are a few things you can do now to get to know your coworkers. See, asking to be assigned to a special project with coworkers you do not know or have never met is a great way to get to know others quickly. Think a jury duty selection pool. I mean, eventually everyone that remains will form a bond, a small bond, a bond, but a bond nonetheless. Now, becoming a member of a special group or committee is a great way to increase your knowledge of your coworkers and their jobs within the organization. In addition, it is a great way to know who can do what, who to call on, and who will be, you know, who will be the one that can get the job done. Additionally, being assigned to a special group or committee creates a strong bond among team members because they share a unique experience that was not available to the entire organization. Again, think jury duty after you've been selected. And if you've never been on jury duty, well, your time is coming because everybody has to do it. Now, when the special project is complete, ask to be a part of the next group that forms. Always keep your eyes and mind open to opportunities that arise and lead to meeting other members of the organization. However, always make certain you are doing the job, your job, you're doing your job before taking on any special projects, because what good will the special project do to your career if you cannot keep up with your work, with the work you were hired to do? Didn't think about that, did you? So, once you get to know others in the organization and are prepared to escalate the relationship to a non-professional outside of work level, well, be sure to keep it limited at first. The bottom line is you were coworkers first, and the organization has to come first. And what I mean is, if you see the relationship might be heading down a path, a dark path, it might be best to put a halt to any further development and just keep your relationship at a professional, at work level. It can be done without hurting any feelings. Remember, be honest and true to yourself. Know what you want from the relationships and be realistic when it comes to putting a stop to its development. And just remember to keep it real, and the rest will be easy. On the other side, if you decide to escalate the relationship out of work, there are a few important things to remember. Remember, now, always try your hardest to keep the life, the outside life, on the outside. Did you notice I say try? Try to keep it. As we do not live in a perfect world, all we can do is try. Sure, some things will spill over to your work life, and that's okay, so long as things do not get out of hand and start affecting your performance or the performance of your assigned job duties. Now, once your duties become affected, rest assured, you will be held accountable. Pick your outside of work relationships wisely. You will encounter problems and successes along the way. When you encounter the bad times, you will have to roll with the punches, but also learn from them. Otherwise, you will repeat the bad over and over and over. There's an old saying, and many of you have heard it, and if you haven't heard it, listen carefully. The old saying goes, never fish off the company pier. Never fish off the company pier. Listen, pay attention. This is very sound advice. Some people have taken this advice to heart ever since there was a company pier to fish off of. Others, well, have completely disregarded that advice to only find themselves losing twice. They lose their relationship, and then they lose their employee and their employment because the situation became a distraction to not just the workers, the two individuals, but to everybody else around them, and if they're from different departments, all everybody everywhere. So be careful. Then again, since the advent of the social media age, the company pier has become a place where employees, customers, fans, and other stakeholders enjoy the fish fry. The lines of relationships can become blurred very fast. However, remaining adults throughout the entire situation and proceeding with caution, things can work out. But, however, reverting to childish behavior when dealing with workplace relationships, well, please be prepared to suffer the consequences. All of them. Folks, what I'm trying to get at here is your coworkers are going to be important to your success, just as they're going to be important to the failure of you in the organization, in your career with the organization. Be careful. You're adults. They're adults. They should. You expect them to behave like adults. Well, they're going to expect you to behave like an adult. But the moment shenanigans start happening, the moment somebody feels a little animosity because you have a relationship with the individual Y and you don't have a relationship with individual D, well, things can happen because individual G wants a relationship with Y, but unfortunately is forced to have a relationship with D. Guess what? That's where trouble begins. Be careful. But again, remaining adults throughout the entire situation, from beginning to end, good or bad, positive things will happen. There'll be a good outcome. Failing that, I just don't even know where to begin. I've seen a lot of good careers go down in flames because of it. And I've seen a couple of good matches happen because of it. But for the most part, something's got to give. Workplace relationships, love relationships, there, I said the L word. Relationships that are is not a good thing. Because again, it involves too many people. There's going to be hurt feelings at some point, and that's not going to be good for you or the other individual. So again, tread lightly, be careful. And that is it for Rule 15, Know Your Coworkers, Episode 37 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I thank you for listening. I thank you for stopping by. Until next week. This is Dave Guerra. Thanks. Thank you.